and to save him, to remind him that he, Yahweh, was with him. Do you think things happen? Are there some situations in your life, perhaps some relationships, maybe with friends, with family, with your spouse, with others, that are not going so well? Does it sometimes seem that situations and things around you are teaming up, are allowing their forces to do you in? And as members of our seminary family, sometimes does it seem that things crowd around you to do you in? Classes, teachers, and students, and assignments, and money problems, and debt, and the list goes on. How easy it would be, how easy it is for us to find our own solution to those problems. How easy it is for you and for me to try to avoid those problems, to go around them. How simple and how sinful for us not to trust God's word, God's promise to us of His presence. What does God do? He should abandon us. He should leave us to our lack of trust. But that's not what He does. He says to you and to me, in the very midst of our problems, in the very midst of our troubles, yes, even in the very midst of our lack of trust in Him, He says, I love you. He says, I want to forgive you. And He says, I want to give you a sure sign of my love for you. And what sign does He give you? The sign of Emmanuel, God with us, God with you. Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, Jesus Christ, who died instead of you, instead of me. Jesus Christ, who is in faith with the prospect of people allying and working together to do Him in, did not turn to the right or to the left, but knowing that His Father was with Him, walked straight into the problem. In fact, Jesus Christ walked straight to a cross to forgive you, to forgive me of our unbelief. And not only did He die, but God signed to us, Emmanuel rose again from the dead. He rose from death to conquer death and to make the way for you and for me, His brothers and sisters, God's dear children, to follow after Him. And this sign of God with you is given by Him to us regularly. As we eat and drink Christ's body and blood at communion, as we daily remember our baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus, and as we hear God's word preached and taught, God is giving you and me His sure sign, Emmanuel, God with us. And so as you live your life, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. Know for sure that indeed God is with you. As you are faced with various problems, with difficult relationships, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. And know that God is indeed with you. And as it seems that various things are allying, are teaming up to do you in, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. I know for sure that your God, who loves you so much, is indeed with you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.